and Julie show, truth straight up, and boy, is it ever. And you need that in the time of coronavirus. One day before Cinco de Mayo, and the mayor decided he would not have the mask in Denver requirement because he didn't want to have his
not for police Cinco de Mayo,
force.
Huh?
No, yeah. I didn't want to have his police force hassling, arresting, reverse.
Diverse people.
Yeah, diverse yeah, people. Yeah. You of course, could be mugged and killed as far as he's concerned.
I want to let folks know the show today brought to you by ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice. They're really doing a great job, I think, or keeping everybody up to speed on the coronavirus. Yeah. One of the things I wanted to join, we've got Peg Cage from Boulder County.
And we'll talk about Synergenics at the half hour, who is another new sponsor that I'm very excited about.
One of the things that I've noticed, and I was tweeting about this today, and I've seen it lately, is they went from, they being the corporate media, politicians, health officials, they went from talking about COVID-19 deaths, right? For a while, we were seeing confirmed cases, test cases, confirmed deaths. Now they're doing something, they're calling it COVID-19 related deaths, right? And like, what does that mean? What's a related death? And why not just tell us the actual deaths?
Now, because you don't die of the coronavirus. You die of pneumonia because your lungs get filled with water.
But that doesn't look good. That doesn't fit
you die of septic shock. You die because oxygen doesn't get to some vital organs, but you don't actually die of coronavirus. And therefore, and we've had, there's a whole new article on saying, you know, the influenza, it was all BS. They never really knew the numbers and they just guessed at it to kind of scare everybody, which was okay back then. But so now they're kind of going, well, it's anybody. We decide it is.
I mean, if you look at the health department rules, even in Colorado, what they say is if somebody tests positive for coronavirus,
they died of coronavirus.
Even if, yeah, we've said before, there's a big difference between dying with coronavirus and from coronavirus. And over the weekend, we talked with Peg Cage, Boulder County Republican. And Peg, you were talking about a case where you would talk to somebody where the doctor, the attending physician, and again, it's sad for any family that has to go through this, obviously, but what let me just finish. What the attending physician said, it was a massive stroke, right? But the health department, but then they changed it, even though the person tested negative, to say it was a coronavirus death. Why don't you tell us about
Why don't you just tell us a little bit? Julie doesn't like to do the intro about people, but people like who you are.
Okay,
And you are, in my view anyway, one of the great Republicans in Colorado, a real grassroots person.
In Boulder County.
In Boulder County, which makes it 10 times better. But every you talk to Neil Mathias, you talk to the Ben Nicholas, you talk to the Randy Corcorans, all they have is enormous praise for Peg. She is really a stalwart in the grassroots movement.
Thank you. The story got better in the last hour, Julie.
Okay.
I was able to talk to my friend, and indeed, they had signed that the death, they left her thinking that they had signed the death certificate as a COVID death. And she went back and talked to, after I talked to her and I said, we can't leave that like that. She went back and she talked to the coroner and the doctor, and the coroner had actually charged her an extra $75 for a special body bag so that they wouldn't catch COVID going to the morgue for the cremation. And she said, no. My sister was tested twice. Now, apparently the sister worked at a nursing home that had a case. She didn't deal with that case at all, but she was in the same facility as someone who had it. And so she was tested after that, you know, a couple of days after that, they had let her have that incubation time, and she tested negative. And then she had that massive stroke, and my poor friend was talking to her on the phone when she had that stroke. So they knew it wasn't onset with the coronavirus. They knew what it was. And so she went into the hospital, and she was not going to recover. She had already put in her living will that she should not be resuscitated. So then they had to do the COVID test, and it came back negative.
Again, twice negative.
Twice negative. So, and what I talked to you about, what they knew at the time was that they had signed on the death certificate that that was a COVID death. Well, they had COVID tested, come to find out, but it wasn't which way it showed up with the test, it just right. COVID tested. So my friend was able to talk to the coroner and get, or the doctor, I'm not sure which, and get that changed. So it says now nothing about COVID on that death certificate.
But I'm going to bet you $1 billion that it's still being reported to the health department and Jared Polis in his new count today. Is, I mean, that's what we've seen him go up and down and up and down. And on top of that, so let me, I'm going to back up to recap for folks. So your friend, sadly, her sister died, massive stroke.
Tested
right. Not once, but twice.
After death.
and then, right, yeah. And so then, but they put it on initially, they changed the death certificate to say COVID. Then they tried to charge her an extra $75.
Why not? Extraordinary opportunity.
She's just
Joe
going
Biden
through a
say.
Grieving period. Yeah, exactly. You know, there's another case, Peg, where Channel 4, and I'm going to give Brian Moss credit. Brian Moss and I have had our go-rounds, but he did a good job on this. A nursing home in Centennial was complaining. They had 3 patients there that died completely unrelated to COVID-19, and the health department listed them as COVID-19 deaths anyway. And just like in your friend's case, they actually changed the death certificate. And the nursing home guy is like, I've never even seen that happen before, where they come in and you can see from the nursing home, they're getting hammered for all right. these COVID-19 deaths. And they're like saying, but they're not, right? It's just the health department. What do you think is going on here?
Well, it's purely political. It's absolutely political. Look what we have done in the last month and a half. We have gone from being proud Americans, keeping America great and making America great again, to cowering at home, is what one of my other candidates says, is we're cowering at home. We're afraid. And what better way to shut the world down than to make everybody afraid of something? If it had been as bad as what they said it was going to be, then it would have been all worthwhile. But it didn't take us too long to realize it wasn't as bad as what they said it was.
And here's what I think they're doing then. And I blame, you know what, I'm going to blame everybody from Trump on down for this, because so anything that is even, like I said, the headlines, they're very tricky. It just, and the headline, it says COVID related deaths. Well, like I said, what's a COVID related? What does that even right. mean? Right? And so then Polis today says we have 848. So it went up by 6 COVID related deaths. And again, those aren't COVID deaths. Those are anything.
Well, but you do have to understand there's no such thing as a COVID death. You die of pneumonia. You die of septic shock. You die of. But and so it's always been a little loosey-goosey.
Right.
And for politics, they just threw it out the window. I mean, if you come for a nursing home, it's
definitely. Well, and I think the problem is, so number one, they destroyed the economy, as it turned out, unnecessarily. Right. So I think if you're Trump and if everybody on down, you know, you don't want, you want to be able to take credit for it, right? And so you want the deaths to be as bad as it can get. The other thing that's going on, just like the funeral home is trying to charge your friend an extra $75 for a body bag.
Yeah, perfect.
That's, I think that you have counties and governments saying the more deaths we have, the more federal aid they get. Only they forget, from a taxpayer's point of view, it's coming out of this pocket or this pocket. It doesn't matter, right? Whether it's state tax dollars or federal tax dollars.
Right.
And I just think there is this, they're kind of all in it together, and the corporate media wants to continue to terrify us and think we're all going to die. And it's just...
Well, I don't blame Trump. I mean, he could not have just said, you know, this is all BS. I'm going to, you know, just let's just ride it out. He just couldn't have done that.
Right.
But I think we do know now. I blame him for attacking Governor Kemp in Georgia, who really did kind of a great job of opening up his state. But, you know, nobody's perfect. And so it's just everything. They're conning us as they always do. You know, we'll make you safe and take away your liberties.
And you got to wear a mask. I mean, it still blows me away. A month ago, right, or 6 weeks ago, we weren't supposed to wear masks because they didn't do any good.
Right.
Right now, Denver's mayor is going to say you have to wear a mask. And it's like, And then we're supposed to go along. I was reading a thing in an article, and normally I like Mike Roberts with Westward, but he was writing about they saw some construction workers were not wearing masks, and some guy had like freedom on his shirt, and he goes, "Freedom to kill us all." And you're like, "Get over it! You have more of a chance of getting hit by a car." We don't say everyone stay home in your cars in case you hit somebody on the way to work. The left, they just keep pushing this. If you go outside without a mask, you're killing people. And it's like, no, you're killing people by destroying the economy and destroying lives, I think.
Absolutely. They just passed a Boulder County ordinance where we have to wear a mask. If we can't social distance, we have to wear a mask. And of course, there's some exceptions, but the Boulder County is known for loving their dictators. And,
right.
You know, whatever we can do to make the dictator happy.
Right.
But there are exceptions. You know, we've heard of people who were dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, and they see that what the Democrats are doing.
Yes.
And that's, they're turning around and registering as Republicans and realizing that the Republicans want to give them the freedom to succeed on their own. The Republicans trust people. You know, we trust people. Our government is built on the individual, whereas the Democrats think it's all about the collective, the group think, and let's all be sheep and all wear our matching masks. And
well, they're going to probably ban, I'm seeing ads now for Trump 2020. They'll probably ban those masks.
They'll consider those are Confederate hate masks.
Those are hate. That's right. Those are hate masks.
We're talking to
Peg Cage.
Peg Cage, former Boulder County Chairman of the Republican Party and a great, a really great stalwart in the grassroots movement.
What about this, Peg? I mean, I want to touch on what you were saying before. We're seeing pictures all over. You see these people on the beaches in California, right? I don't think those are a bunch of Trump supporters. You're seeing people flooding Massachusetts, right? The state capital there. I don't think those are all Trump supporters. You're seeing people protesting to get the government open. And I agree with you. I think there are a lot of people who were perhaps apolitical, maybe even Democrat supporters before, but who were saying, wait a minute, right? This is unnecessary. This is unreasonable. What are you hearing sort of at that grassroots level?
The same thing, Julie. And it's not just America. It's all over the world. People all over the world are saying, hey, wait a minute. I'm an individual and I can make up my mind about whether I want to do this or that. If I want to wear a mask or stay home, I can do that. But I don't need to. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. Right. So
And then they make the numbers up again, how we started the conversation. You have a friend, and Channel 4 did a story where they documented same.
So did Project Veritas.
Yeah, Project Veritas is calling people, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're just calling it. So they're just taking anybody who dies, if there's, they're calling it a COVID-related death, boosting up the numbers and saying, see, you all have to stay home until everybody's cured. And it's just, you hear Fauci talking about maybe we need some kind of documentation that you're,
And get the vaccine with the chip and
that Bill Gates is funding, right?
And
we'll get it from
And he'll make the money. Well, thank God that we have people like you guys and all the Project Veritas and the people on Facebook and Tucker Carlson, all these people that are coming out and becoming the news, because we can't trust our news. They've proven themselves to be a part of the problem.
Right.
You know what else we're seeing, though, too? It's interesting. I'm sure you saw Candace Owens got banned from Twitter for talking. She's, you know, a conservative model, got banned from Twitter for saying Misha should get back to work. Alex Berenson, who's a former New York Times reporter, who's been raising just a lot of legitimate questions about the modeling. I just saw Twitter is shadow banning him. He's down to like, he said it would be in the thousands. I mean, if we get it on our show, people get it all over. But I think that this in particular has been the kind of thing, maybe people, the Russia hoax, whatever, people pay attention, but this is a kind of thing that people can look around and say, hey, wait a minute, we did not have a million people die in Colorado from this. In fact, we've had, and they're having to make up the numbers and inflate the numbers anyway. And I don't know, I think that perhaps people are waking up and maybe that's a silver lining in all of this.
I hope so. I wrote an article for my website that's www.mycoloradogop, and it's the messy blessings of answered prayer.
Right.
You know, we are seeing a lot of things that we've been praying for are coming to fruition through this. I mean, who would have ever thought that we could have closed down all of the indoctrination centers within a month? You know, all the schools are closed. So what can we do about that before we open them up again? Can we get parents saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm not sure I liked what my kids were when we started this.
Right.
And I'm getting to know my children. I want to have control over what they're learning.
Right.
They need to learn that they are a part of the best country in the whole world, and we have the best foundation for a government.
Right.
And if we don't work on this and keep it, we will lose it.
Right. I agree. You know, here's a couple other, though, as you said, sort of messy blessings. At the state capitol today, there was a news conference. The Democrats are dropping the whole idea of pushing the public health option.
Because they're already going to kill the hospitals anyway.
Because they killed the hospitals anyway. They dropped the whole family leave thing.
Because it'll kill the businesses that are already dead.
Right. And the city of Denver is delaying that stupid bag fee, right? We have to pay to use a plastic bag. So
we can spread the coronavirus.
Because the bags carry the diseases.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Peg, let me ask you, thank you so much for telling us about this. I want to give you a little bit of time, too. You've got a lot of stuff going on, you personally, maybe, too, trying to make a difference. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. You know, I said I made that website. It was just because of the frustration of trying to get people to know this is their government. This is our government. We are supposed to control this. We are supposed to choose who our party leaders are, and we are supposed to choose who our government representatives are. And we have gotten away from that and made it all about the celebrity, the candidates and just whoever rises to the top and carries the news. You know, we hear a scientist says this, but the actors, you get five or six reports from actors. Well, what do actors do? They read lines. You know, I pretend to be somebody I'm not. Therefore, you should listen to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, I put that website together and no, I had a great time being the chairman of Boulder County Republicans because people understand what an underdog we are here and how brave we are and how much we must love our Constitution to be able to stand up here. Because a lot of people, frankly, they'll change to be unaffiliated just so they can have a job. And that's a real thing here.
Right.
Often you don't get a job if you're a Republican. And so I had a call after, well, I don't know how much time I have, but anyway, I had a call from a friend who was also the chairman of the Senate District 18. And she said, would you consider running for Senate? And I have never, never, never wanted to run for office at all. I go down to that place and it gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't want to spend my days there. But I realized we are doing no good from the outside. We get out there and we testify against this law and that law that they're trying to pass. It does no good. We have a minority in the whole legislator down there.
We
have no voice. So I thought, you know, I've got a platform. I'm bold. I'll tell it as it is. And I don't care if nobody wants to reelect me because I don't want to be reelected. I want to get down there. I want to make a difference. I want to make this a government of the people the way it's supposed to be. And maybe even straighten out the party where the party is supporting Republican values. If the Republican Party had supported the Republican values and principles and that lovely platform that we have, if we had been promoting that the way we're supposed to be, we wouldn't be in this trouble. So right. We've got a bunch of candidates here in Boulder County who are talking out, and we're running for office.
They're calling right now.
They're calling right now. Actually, that's Greg Lopez. He's
he's running for governor. So yay for him. So okay, so Senate District, Colorado Senate District 18.
What are the demographics for that? What are the Republican, Democratic unaffiliated breakdown?
We have 100,000 voters, last I heard, and 10,000 of them are mine.
There you go. Here's the thing, you know, what you can do so well, one thing, I mean, we've talked to Casper Stockham, who, you know, who's running for Congress now.
Yes.
He ran in Denver.
He's run in every district so far.
But part of what he does, though, is significant. And so Peg, I want to just applaud you for this. Number one, you force them to spend time and money in that race where otherwise they wouldn't, right? Number two, you're there to raise questions. And I think, I don't know, I just have a feeling there are a lot of people who kind of have been looking around while all this is going on and saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, mm-hmm. why is it that we can get an abortion, but I can't, you know, open my nail salon, right? And
right.
I mean, just a lot of things I think that people, so hopefully you can raise that 10,000. So.
Well, what inevitably you do when you run is you identify those unaffiliateds who in fact are your supporters. And that, If one of the reasons why Republicans are in such dire straits in Colorado is its candidates from Walker Stapleton on haven't really stood for anything. But also because there's no grassroots campaign. There's none. They don't identify, and that Democrats have identified all their unaffiliated ones. They've gotten it. They go to nursing homes, and even if you're COVID-related death, they have you vote. Unless and until Republicans figure out how to get a grassroots, how to prevent ballot harvesting, they're not going to win. They got to the point where the establishment said all we need to do, because they took back the Senate in 14, state Senate, all we have to do is send out mailers. We just tons of mailers. We don't have to rely on those grassroots. We hate the grassroots anyway. And all we do is send out mailers, and then we can control the Senate. And that's enough for us.
And that didn't work so well.
That didn't work so well.
Didn't work out so well. All right. Well, Peg, where do you have a website there yet if people want to contribute or help you out?
Yes, I do. It is governmentofthepeople.us.
All right.
It's also mycoloradogop.com.
But you got a couple of them.
Well, it goes the same place.
But, all right. Perfect. Yeah,
wait, hey, Ben, I think Ben is holding up a sign there. So wait, so if we can, we'll bring Ben on after this. So, okay, Peg, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peg.
Call
good
us
to see
anytime, you. Time, you know, and good luck to you. And thank you for helping get this information about them inflating the numbers.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you, Peg.
Bye-bye.
All right, one of the things we want to do now is open up the phones. We haven't had really open lines for a while. 888-627-6008 is the number.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ben. Or you can just go to chuckandjulie.com. They'll throw you to the BBS site, which will throw you to the Zoom site, and you can come on like Ben. So, hey, Ben, thank you for chiming in here.
Sure. Yeah, I'm so thrilled that you had Peg on there, because she truly is one of those grassroots Republicans that we need. There's a small group of us, I think. It's growing, though. And Peg is definitely one of those people. You know, she's got a battle. That's the David and Goliath story up there in Boulder. But she makes a good argument.
I think it's too, you know, like we were saying, that this COVID thing, and you know, I think has changed and could continue to change a lot of things. I think as people get back to work, you're seeing now, you know, I think all the Democrat governors and mayors would love to keep everything shut down forever so they can continue to blame it on Trump. But they're just seeing so many people protesting. They're seeing all kinds of horrible effects that they're having reluctantly to let things open, right? We saw this past week, like Denver's still closed to the 8th. Well, but there's restaurants open in Douglas County. No one died. There was no massive spike except for the made up numbers, right? I mean, and so people look at that, and I really do hope that people like Peg, who could just be common sense, right? And say, you know, we don't want somebody telling you your business is a loser, but my friend's business is a winner. And hopefully it'll make a difference for races like hers.
Right. Well, her story today, you know, about her friend's sister dying, and then being, I guess, mislabeled And the state nosologist is probably the individual that's going to be recording that death. Mm-hmm. And it's wrong to do those things. And then the, I'm not sure who it was handling the body, but then charging an additional $75.
Right. Well, how long does it take? How much of an encouragement to rate something as a coronavirus death if in one case you get another $75, in another case you don't? Well, it's real easy because there is no definition of a coronavirus death. There's none.
Right.
There's none.
Well, and they get reimbursed better for Medicaid and everything. So,
it's all right, scam.
Ben, we're going to let you go back up because we've got Iggy on the phone that's been trying it back in again. And thank you for that. Hey, we got Iggy here online too. Hey, Iggy, thank you for calling.
Hey, comrade.
Hey, comrades. How's it going?
Good. It's going How about great. You?
Oh, good. I hope you can hear me okay.
We can. Mm-hmm.
Basically, and this is something you guys know because you get the onslaught of these attacks all the time, but I just find it just totally fascinating. It's come across, especially here in Erie, where I live, the Facebook page, how its messaging is suppressed, messaging and suppressing people's opinions on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
It's always the same people and it's swarm attacks.
Right.
And what you have on your Facebook page, I've seen them, and those, a lot of those people are from out of state. And I've come to the conclusion that I think, and I may be, you know, I might be wrong, I think it's Progress Now. I think Progress Now has, it's an arm of the Polis administration, and they are out there to suppress anybody that has an opinion other than what he is, or that's going against his power. That's just kind of what I'm.
Oh, I think. Let me outline it for you. You're right on the mark there, Iggy. So Jared Polis, remember, is one of the original Gang of Four that came up with a Blueprint Colorado many years ago. One of the spinoffs of Blueprint Colorado was something called Democracy Alliance, right? Which is an umbrella organization for groups like that with Soros. You can bet your bottom dollar that Jared Polis and his money and his people and his staff are connected at the hip to the Progress Now folks. And you're absolutely
who are connected to the hip with Soros. Because he's a funding of it, although they have California funders also and other ones. But they realize that where an alternative message gets out, they get defeated. So Fox, or at least, you know, they've got to try to shut down whatever they can.
Right.
Tucker Carlson's the world. They've tried endlessly. They got to shut down Rush Limbaugh. They got to shut down the Chuck and Julie show. They got to shut down wherever they can because the people actually hear the message other than their message, which is one of you know, government controlling you. People go, well, I don't want government to control me. I mean, wait a minute. And so they have to try to shut down anybody and everybody, and they'll use whatever means they are, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. Candace Owens, who can't have an independent.
Right,
he's got a black woman, conservative black woman. You can't allow that. They're universally out there,
well,
and people think that they're for real. I mean, when we got kicked off the air, all our callers called in and said, "What are you doing? What are you? No." But nonetheless, they could go, wow, we got all these Twitters and we got all these calls from people who said, Juan and Julie show, we hate them, I mean, it's amazing stuff.
Well, and then you have the Kyle Clark broadcasting from the Channel 9 Progress Now studios, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's a good way of expressing
it. Well, again, we go back to it. We expose, right?
Truth, though.
They have the fake nurse protest, right? And they interview all that. It's just ridiculous. But I think, Iggy, there's enough of it that gets out. And one of the things I think Republicans or conservatives, maybe I don't even want to use the word Republicans, are pushing back now and pushing back effectively. And Facebook, they're getting more and more blatant about it, right? And like, why should we trust Mark Zuckerberg to tell us what's going on? So I remain hopeful. And, and it's guys like you.
Keep your eye out.
I'm sorry, what?
Keep your eye out, because the second part, and I'll make it brief, is what's going on here. And I, here in Erie, is basically you've got part of it in Weld County and part of it in Boulder County. And it is the point of the spear to flip Weld County, okay? You have that when you had the Republican women of Weld County trying to have a meeting here in Erie, and they got their permit pulled. You've got, I mean, just time and time again, you have that. They went after, I can't think of the commissioner's name.
Right.
Barbara Kirkmeyer. Uh-huh. They went after her with a bunch of lies on a recall quite some time ago. And they're working into the city government of Erie.
Sure.
There was a lady, from all accounts, a nice lady, who is involved with some kind of an anti-fracking organization.
Oh.
Pretty politically savvy, right? And her and another guy ran for city council this week, or this time. And it was controversial and stuff because, you know, town of Erie lost $1 million on a bridge deal, right? So, oddly enough, and she didn't put out a lot of signs and stuff. You know, I didn't think she was going to go very far. But, you know, her and this other guy got probably 800 more votes, or almost 1,000 more votes than any of the other candidates out there. And you have to wonder why. Well, she had her political organization was out knocking on doors, I'm sure, as well as they might even been collecting ballots. I'm not saying she did anything illegally. I'm just saying.
They wouldn't. It doesn't care. They don't care if they do things illegally. They consider anything that they do that's considered illegal is voter suppression. It's voter suppression.
Right. All right, Iggy, thank you.
Polis went after oil and gas.
Yeah.
If you don't think they were out trying to defund Weld County, I got news for you.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Had so much money and was such a rip just to help them flip. And that was part of their battle. So that's all I had to say.
All right. Thank you for keeping an eye on things up there, Iggy. Thank you for calling in too. 888-627-6008 is the number. 888-627-6008.
And I want to encourage everyone. We got a new sponsor, Cenegenics of Denver. That's C-E-N-E, then Genex, Denver. You can put that or go to the number 720-387-3681. And they are in the age management business. All of us, if you're past 40, you know, you start losing hormones. You start losing a lot of things that you need.
Hair
and everything else. But you know, Julie McCallum's a lifesaver. Was for me and was for Peter Boyles and for other people. You really get a chance with vitamin, hormones, diet, exercise. The COVID's coming back and you don't want to be one of those at-risk people. And one of the ways is calling Julie McCallum. Get yourself on a health program, an age management program, lower your actual age, not your biological age. That's going to be an enormous amount. So when it comes back this fall, you're not going, oh, I better stay in.
Well, for years, probably after that too.
Well,
right?
Whatever else. So Cenegenics at Denver. Save my life, save Peter's life, and save your life. 720-387-3681.
All right. Once again, open the phones up, 888-627-6008. So I want to kind of just recap, because I think it is important. Then I want to kind of move on to talk about Joe Biden, because that's just so much fun.
Oh, man.
But the headlines have gone, the narratives have all changed. So initially, Trump was racist for wanting to clamp down on China, right? Now, all of a sudden, he didn't do enough about China. But in the meantime, though, we kind of love China and who, even though we hate China and who. So that shifts all the time. Then initially, there was going to be 2 million people dying in the United States. We had to flatten the curve. We had to make it spread out, right? We did that. We closed the economy down.
No, we didn't do anything.
Well, all right. Well, let me just finish.
They're going to take credit for it. And what it ends up being, it was the morbidity rates were nowhere what they predicted.
Right. But in the meantime, though, but since the, you know, there have not been this rush of the hospitals being overwhelmed. In fact, the hospitals are now losing money and they're having to furlough people.
Right.
They're now saying, okay, now we need a vaccine or we need documentation or we need testing. They're constantly changing it. And one of the things they're doing, and you got to pay attention to the headlines, they used to just call them COVID-19 deaths, right? And the numbers were kind of trickling in Colorado. Well, all of a sudden it's gone to COVID-19 related deaths. And then in the body of the story, you know, they're talking about COVID deaths, but they'll say the actual truth is it's related. There's no definition of what's related. And we're seeing cases. We had Peg Cage on Channel 4 talked about some stories where they're actually changing death certificates.
So they can charge you a little bit more.
Well, and they can call it a COVID-19 death, even though COVID-19, you were negative, had nothing to do for it.
So we had 10 COVID deaths yesterday, or at least reported 10. You know, it'd be interesting to look at the 10 and see what the 10 were about. Were they pneumonia, which if you had COVID and you died of pneumonia, that'd be fair, or septic shock, a few others. But it's just that you were in a nursing home in a hospice unit and you died. And even though you didn't test positive for COVID, they want to attribute it anyway.
But here's,
it's a crookedness that Tri-County Health is engaged in, that these health departments who are now relevant for the first time in a long time.
Well, not only that, they don't want to be wrong, right? They don't want people blaming them for crushing the
economy for
so
nothing.
They need to have as many people dead. I mean, we're waiting for the days when there's like more people dead than even live in Colorado, right? The politicians and the health departments and the media don't want to be shown to be the frauds that they were, the garbage models that they had. So they want to make it as bad as they possibly can. And then in the meantime, they're going to shame all of us and say, you better wear your mask, or, you know, you better do this, you better do that.
Well, I have no objection to the mask. I mean, they're going to overdo it. Overdo it, and they're going to be unfair. But I can wear a mask and go anywhere, right? I mean, But when they shut you in, when they shut your business, when they shut everything else down, that's when it's awful. And they say you can't gather, you can't go to church. You know, hey, God, talk about a non-essential activity to them. Church is probably the most non-essential. But if the little dictators want to say you have to wear a mask, I find that the least restrictive of all their hideousness.
It is, but now you've got cops, so where cops are supposed to go around and arrest you.
Attacking little kids or something.
888-627-6008. I think that it is all part of the same con, right? I'm not going to call it a scam or a hoax. I'm going to call it a con. They're trying to con us into believing that it's so bad. Then they're going to pivot around and say, this is why we need all mail balloting. So the whole thing, now we can switch a little bit to Joe Biden. And people, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind.
If you're on the Zoom line, just take off the mute button.
And chime on in. But so Joe Biden, the poor Joe Biden, sarcastically.
No.
But so the Democrats, remember way back when he was not doing that well. Bernie Sanders was doing well. The progressive arm was doing well. So the powers that be in the Democrat Party, and we had Ted Trimpa just flat out tell us this, got together and they made everybody else drop out, and they threw all the support against up for Joe Biden.
In a matter of a week,
right? So suddenly he's now the candidate. Then all of this happened. So you've got the whole Ukraine issue, which has not gone away. You've got his ties to China, which also look kind of bad right now. Then that's go into the whole sex assault allegations. And we don't even need to talk about the hypocrisy of how they covered it.
No, you do have to talk about it, because Joe was Mr. Women's Rights. I co-authored the 94 Violence Against Women's Act. I helped spearhead the Title IX one on campuses in which people were railroaded. All of a sudden, what used to be consensual is no longer consensual.
Just kicked out no matter whether it was investigated or not.
And so he helped bring all of that on. And it was just an amazing effort to destroy people's lives. And he did, if you want to go, a fun thing is to go online and look at the advertisement he did with Lady Gaga. I mean, two sick, perverted individuals going out and telling you sexual assault can't be tolerated, even though both of them have engaged in it.
But what's tricky, though, is all of a sudden now the Democrats don't like Joe Biden, right? Now you're seeing New York Times editorial, which is what a joke. That's how the DNC investigate Joe Biden.
Unbiased, nonpartisan.
When they're done with the Joe Biden investigation, we're going to have them look into the Hillary Clinton email thing, too, by the way. Yeah. So we're going to have the DNC investigate. There's another.
Well, that's what's the problem with the New York Times.
Now they're calling for a whole plan B, which is not Biden.
Well, I know, but an editorial board 20 years ago would not say, let's have the DNC. Somebody there would say, that sounds stupid. Let's, it just doesn't sound good.
And now, can they release the records? They can't release the records.
Magically,
the Senate lawyer, I'm not even sure who is the Senate lawyer. Is there just one Senate lawyer?
Secretary. It's not Senate secretary.
But the lawyer told the secretary
we can't release whatever records
might be there. I mean, but you can see the Democrats backing away. So the whole thing is kind of like goofy. Hey, we got Karen Cataline on the phone with us. She is a colleague of ours, works at BBS Radio, has a Friday show spouting off, and she's spouting off now. Hey, Karen.
Hi there. I'm driving, so I can't see you.
Okay.
But I've been listening to you on my way from Denver, and I love the opportunity to argue with Chuck because it's so rare when I disagree with him. I think the mask issue is the next big civil rights issue and is going to catapult us to the next level of awareness as to what this is about. I think it is a visceral deeply emotional issue for a lot of people. It might not be for you, Chuck.
No, I've robbed a lot of banks with masks, so it hasn't been a problem for those robberies. I robbed a lot of banks with masks, so it hasn't been a problem.
Well, you know, you could always do that. You could be a bandit. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, especially Hancock, and, you know, they always use Denver as a petri dish to see what they can get away with the lemmings in Denver, so that the lemmings in Denver will insist that everybody in the state have a mask rule. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's funny how people, you know, the earth can be falling down around your knees, and one thing just is the straw that breaks the camel's back. And I'm telling you, even though all of this is related, the country is under attack, and we could talk about that for hours, and we do, this mask issue is one that we must jump on. And for me, it is the bottom line. Arrest me, put me in jail, that's okay, give me a fine, I'm not doing it.
All right.
Complying. And there are reasons why this is so preposterous. Think about covering your mouth and shutting you up. It's a symbol of submission. Julie, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, if you see it as a symbolic way of branding you, I think I can see that. I remember at the beginning they say,
it is.
Wearing a mask doesn't help. And I said, how can it not help? What do you mean it doesn't help? How can it possibly not help if all the doctors wear it? And so maybe I'm less...
It doesn't help. The doctors are laughing at people wearing masks. And for people, I've got tons of data that says it's actually dangerous to wear masks over a long period of time. You're breathing your own carbon dioxide. If you're a person.
And as Fred points out, they smell icky. They wreck my makeup and I can't keep it on right. Hey, Karen, we're going to let you go because your phone is kind of scratchy, okay? But I'm going to pick up your... No, that's okay. I'm going to pick up your argument with Chuck. And let me say the number again, too, 888-627-6008.
Okay.
Good to talk to you, Karen. Yeah, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Karen, Friday.
Always good to talk to you both.
All right. Hey, plug your show before you go. Well, I'll plug it for her. Yeah. Karen Cataline, Spouting Off, BBS Radio. Go to KarenCataline.com. She's on every Friday at noon. You know, Chuck, because here's the thing. Almost always I agree with you, and it's always annoying because when I disagree with you, you're right. Okay. But on this thing, initially, I was kind of like, hey, you know what? The mask isn't that big a deal, right? But then they started passing, now they're passing ordinances, and now they're saying they can ticket me. You know, our good friend, investigative blogger Michael Tao, he's got a great column on it, and I encourage people to go there. I tweeted it and Facebooked it earlier, a clearerpicture.net, where he goes through all of the research and those doctors at Facebook banned who said social distancing doesn't work, really. I mean, yes, it makes sense if somebody's got the flu and they're coughing, if you're coughing your elbow, if you're coughing to a mask, that kind of thing. But in general, as a general rule of thumb, it doesn't have that great of an impact. And you said, so they've just made this up, this whole social distancing, the whole we got to wear a mask. And I think Karen's right. I think they're going to continue to use that because the whole, okay, no one can work thing, that didn't work very well, right? People
it worked real well.
Well, no, but I mean, people didn't go along. People
That's where the economy is cratering.
But the people are pushing to go back, right? So they had to relax, but they don't want to just give up, right? So I think Karen's right. I think this whole mask thing and mask laws for like ever is going to be a bigger issue because I'm all with you. I think if somebody wants to wear a mask, if it makes them feel safer, if they think it gives them protection, fine. And if you're wearing a mask and you don't want to go into a place where other people don't have masks, then fine. But I think that given the lack of evidence that it's going to make a significant difference, that it's going to prevent anyone from dying of anything ever, as like the social distancing. I mean, you know, people should social distance in their cars more than they should, you know, between bumpers. That would save lives, right? I just think that the left is going to use this to continue to shame people and to ban people and to put like those.
I think those are all good points.
You agree with me when I disagree with you.
Yeah, well, that one is logical. I mean, because it's expanded from what my view is that we got to get our economy back or we're all going to really suffer. And that doesn't end our economy to wear a mask. But what you're saying is it's a market shame that they want to put on you, and a market how they control you.
Right.
And they determine, you know, what you can do, what you can wear.
Because, you know, certain masks, you are so, when you said before, the Trump 2020 mask.
Oh, that's that'll be illegal.
That's going to trigger people. That's going to trigger people. Yeah. Hey, we got Charlene calling in on line one. Hey, Charlene, good afternoon.
How's it in Arkansas?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good down here. The restaurants are opening up on May 11th. So,
yay!
Phase in. Yeah, so that's nice. But the Republican governors seem to do a better job with this virus.
Yeah.
And the Republican, the states with Republican governors have hospitals that also cure the cases more. They have a higher recovery rate and less deaths reported per 100,000 population. But I want to ditto what Karen says, that the masks are symbolic because it just reinforces the notion that this is the worst virus that has ever occurred, because never before in the history of our country have we all had to wear masks to go about
That's
our business.
True.
So it escalates it to, you know, the worst thing that's ever happened, when really, in my opinion, it's up there with the flu. And the other issue about the mask is I just left Kroger, which is King Soopers, and they all had masks, and they were so hot. And, and the cotton masks, you know, have 0% effectiveness against the virus. The bandanas that people are wearing, they have 50% filter of dust particles, but nothing for any virus. So, you know, in itself, the mask is no protection, but then by getting people to wear it, it reinforces we can get you to do anything.
I'm not often convinced, but I'm convinced that you guys are,
and I think
you guys have a good point.
The mask thing is going to get harder too as it gets hotter, right? So you saw that Snarky was a reporter, and I like Mike Roberts usually, but this is like, it's freedom to kill people. It's like, you're more likely to be killed by somebody driving your car, you know, driving in the car around, than you are from some construction worker coughing on you and you get coronavirus from them, right? I mean, I think it's just ridiculous.
Exactly, Julie. Also, I'm totally off of Fauci because Laura Ingraham did a special, she interviewed a doctor, and he said the thing about the COVID patients, they're going now from, they bypass the BPAP and the CPAP machines, and they go directly to the ventilators because they get $39,000 per patient if they're on a ventilator.
There you go.
Right.
And they kill them. Not to, you know, 80%. 80% mortality rate on ventilators in some places.
Right.
Exactly. And so, now, so then someone asked Fauci about that, and he said, well, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. And then they went back to the doctor, and he said, well, just tell me, you know, what hospital, when they've had to close all of their other units, what hospital is, if they've been given permission anyway and recommended to use the COVID-19 code, why wouldn't they go ahead and use it? You know, that every day there's just something more that adds to it that makes me think that even though the virus is real, the numbers are exaggerated, and it's a con.
It's, you know, it's like SARS or, you know, swine flu. And I got swine flu because I went to the hospital for joint replacement. I mean, it's real, but we've turned it from something that's real into just a
panic porn.
A panic porn. That, you know, that's what Julie's favorite phrase is, the truth. Panic porn.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
hey, Charlene.
Hysteria.
It does.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
Good
to talk to you, Charlene. Good. Take care.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to Johnny from Denver now. Hey, Johnny, thanks for calling Chuck and Julie show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
There.
You're on.
Yeah. Okay,
what's
when
up?
I heard that they Fox had to separate from Diamond and Silk, I had to that. And then I heard about this guy named Shiva, another doctor, and he was saying that, you know, Anthony, Dr. Anthony, he's not even talking about, you know, taking vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, and then these people saying stay in your house so you don't get vitamin D.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't get on the sun. Don't get any sunlight.
Because
you know, that's,
that'll
kill you.
And I'm talking, so they're giving us all the information to keep us sick.
Yeah.
Keep the money going. Then they want to develop this vaccine, which in 1962, they had it where if a vaccine causes harm, you cannot sue the company.
Yeah.
Right.
On there. And I guess they got Bill Gates has invested in something in the Clintons. So
right.
They're going to
go figure about that. That's a coincidence,
yeah,
huh?
Right. You can trust him. Right.
And so I'm thinking like, man, it's like they're just like spinning us like a top.
That's a good way to. That's a good, and you're right, Johnny. They are. That's a good.
Well, it's $75 for a body bag if you identify it as COVID, or billions in case of Gates
and charging
sort of thing.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888.
Good call, Johnny.
Yep, good call. 888-627-6008 is the number to call in. 888-627-6008 or any of the folks listening on Zoom, just go ahead and unmute yourself and you can chime in. Well, to go back to the beginning of folks who are just joining us, that's what we started out with, that the mainstream media, the public health officials and politicians are now calling it not COVID-19 confirmed deaths, they're calling it COVID-19 related deaths, right? Which means anything and everything.
Yeah, but you have to understand, it always was.
Right.
There is nothing called a COVID-19 death. It's pneumonia, it's septic shock, it's your liver coming out because it doesn't get enough.
But at least you had to test positive.
Now you don't have to. All you have to be is you were tested for, and in the Peg Cage's one, she said her friend's sister, they just tested it for it and found it negative. But because they tested it, they said, oh, COVID-19.
And then they tried to charge her more. Then they tried to charge her more for a body bag. As if, okay, I mean, I don't even want to. It's just outrageous that they're doing that. And they're doing the spin. And I think, Chuck, I'm glad we convinced you on the mask, because I think that is going to be, you know, just when you think you can kind of rest and you can go back to talking about fun stuff like the Russia hoax and Joe Biden and, you know, fun things like that.
Yeah, General Flynn goes, this is fun.
Right. Well, I know. But then all of a sudden, you've always known that the left is not going to let this drop. They have too much invested in this. No. And okay, so it didn't work. They couldn't shame us all into destroying our businesses and staying home till the end of the, I don't know what, 2025. That didn't work. You know that, you know, they're manipulating the sports guys, but at a certain point, you know, the virtue signaling sports people, but at a certain point, they're going to say, we need to start the NFL. Yeah.
That are inevitably low IQ. And one is sports guys, because they're big emphasis sports. I mean, there's some very bright sports guys, but in general, not a high IQ group because they're more physically
particularly
oriented.
Particularly the commissioners.
Yeah, the commissioners. And the second are actors, because, you know, they're all drop out after 8th grade or 12th grade or whatever else it is. And they're not the greatest, you know, even though, you know, I have cousins who are actors and actresses, and they say it's not the brightest group, to tell you the truth. If you want to spend your whole life pretending you're somebody else, you know.
But the thing is they're going to, I believe, use this mask thing to kind of.
I think you've convinced me.
Like you said, it's going to be the brand. You're going to be shamed on social media.
Right. Arrested, beaten by police.
Somebody had said, you know, it was a sign was posted on a jogging trail that if you're not wearing a mask, you're killing old people and we're going to throw stuff at you. It's like, so that's right. So I'm not wearing a mask, but you're now going to assault me, right? Somehow that makes it, but that's what they're going to do. And they're going to try to virtue signal and they're going to shame people. And I think what you're seeing in some cities around the country, the cops and the sheriff's departments are saying, we're not arresting
people. Well,
you're
seeing two versions. You're seeing some really heroic police officers and you know, the New York City Police Union saying, we're not going to do it.
Right.
I don't care what this stupid mayor thinks. They're not going to do it. And some sheriffs in other counties. And other ones you see is officious cops, you know, punching people in the face and everything else. So you see the best and the worst of law enforcement at the same time.
And it goes back to one of the things we talked about before was Colorado's reopening is just the regulations from the bureaucrats need to get out of the way. I was talking with a friend of mine. I'm trying to get back in to get a facial. She's great, right? And she said she got an email or thing from Dora that says you have to wear a mask. She's like, you can't wear a mask if you're doing a facial on somebody by definition, right? And so that's ridiculous. And she said, so what? What if somebody snitches on me, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
it's ridiculous. And I feel for the cops because the cops are like, the rules are insane, right? How can we?
Well, some are thrilled because they can, you know, some people go into it because they really want to be a good guy. Other people just because they want to push people around. You got both in any police department.
It puts everybody in bad situations. So I think, and I'm glad you've come around. I think it is
important. I've come around. I've been convinced
by
you
and Karen. To push back against the mask and say, if you want to, great. If you don't want to, that's okay too. I mean, how do you go to a restaurant and eat with a mask, right? It's just ridiculous. And if you're worried about it, then stay home. And I get that, right? So there are so many alternatives. It's crazy, again, that we quarantine the healthy people and we close the economy. I think it's starting to loosen. And again, to end on a bright note, at least the city of Denver is bagging its bag fee idea till 2021, which means like July of 2021, which means we'll just revisit all of that later. So,
well, yeah, and you're not going to have the quote on public option, kill the hospital one, and you're not going to have the kill the businesses, family leave. You're
and then the another thing I saw too, this is interesting, they postponed putting in all of the new regulations and boards for that. You know, they were going to have all this new oil and gas, all these.
Well, there's no oil and gas. Right. They need to do it. They destroyed the businesses, and now they're not going to enforce them. There are no businesses left.
And this is where that's really going to hit is people don't realize how much money for education and how much money goes into the state government for oil and gas, right? So you're looking at all kinds of things.
Did you notice that the Denver Post had something on Tabor, right?
Yeah.
Right away, because we got to get rid of that. We got to tax the hell out of everybody.
Yeah, that's hopefully people. I know. Hopefully people will not buy that. Hey, that is going to wrap it up for us. Let me a couple of housekeeping notes. ColoradoCitizenPress.com. Check out their website every day.
It's a must. And Synergenics. You want to get healthy. You want to get younger. You want to feel great. Julie McCallum, Synergenics Denver.
Synergenics Denver. Right. You keep putting an R in it.
I love the R.
There's no R in it. And also, you can get follow us live. Or check the podcast at chuckandjulie.com. And if you would do us a favor and click on the little YouTube icon, that really helps us get up so we can do more live streaming and things like that. But
We're getting there, but everyone helps.
And on Wednesday, a couple interesting things. Jan Cook has some new reports on Colorado Freedom Force, and we're going to talk to Dr. Brian Dundev. Had a great column in American Thinker today where he pointed out Colorado and Georgia doing very similar things, have very similar numbers. One has a Democrat governor. One has a Republican governor.
One's vilified.
Guess another, which?
Another gets to go on Neil Cavuto and be told how great he is.
So we'll be checking in on that for Wednesday. Everyone have a great day. And thank you for listening.
Take care, everybody. From the Chuck and Julie Show. We'll see you Wednesday.